Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
John and Ken Show. John Cobalt and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, I'm just catching up in the latest gossip in the Bill Gates story.
Oh, I was reading about him last night.
Apparently he's holed up in Indian Wells at some fancy golf resort. And his golfing buddies are telling outlets like the New York Post that I'm afraid it was a loveless marriage. And that's why he had to end it.
Well,
he and Melinda were living different lives. They weren't even together anymore.
Have you been reading all these stories about his bizarre sex life and his Jeffrey Epstein connections?
Well, that's in the story here that apparently Melinda never liked it. But I'm like... Wait a minute, Epstein's dead. The story's been out there for years. Now we find out that she didn't like Gates hanging out with Epstein?
Well, I was reading, they have a long story in the Daily Beast. Apparently Gates has always said, I met with Epstein once, and that was it. Now, he went and met with Epstein a number of times, and he once took a plane with Epstein down to Palm Beach.
Following reports that Gates had traveled on Epstein's private jet in 2013, his spokeswoman, Bridget Arnold, said the software mogul and Epstein had met multiple times just to discuss philanthropy.
But he had first said he only met him once. And then the Daily Beast dug out multiple visits, multiple meetings, plane ride. So he was lying. He was covering it up. And this was 7 years after Epstein was jailed the first time.
Oh, the plea deal, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The one in Florida that they botched?
Yeah. Well, I think there was pressure from the federal government because there were too many high-level customers that Epstein had.
Oh, that's right. That was the theory.
All right, and then a few days ago, a story came out that Gates used to be a wild man when he was a bachelor, that he would go to the nude dance clubs, and he'd have strippers coming over the house.
Naked pool parties.
You know, and that he was womanizing right up, even in the early days of dating his wife. And it just seemed like all these stories, which hadn't been around for, 25 years, all showed up this week. That somebody's trying to smear him. I don't know if maybe an attorney is now leaking all this stuff, an attorney on her side to try to get a better deal.
This story makes it sound like things fell apart 3 years ago and Melinda got really upset over the Epstein stuff. That's what's planted around this New York Post story.
Okay, but really upset. That it changes your marriage?
Because it's giving Epstein, the first time, people didn't even know about that plea deal. The second go-around where he eventually died in the jail cell, that's when this thing rose to a level of holy crap. And that could be maybe when Melinda said, what are you doing with that guy? How many plane trips did you take? And were you hanging out with young girls?
She met Epstein with Bill the first time. And immediately disliked him and immediately thought something foul was going on.
Creepy or something.
And would get angrier and angrier with Bill because Bill would keep going back and socializing with him in some way. Or they would have business meetings or whatever the cover story is. The thing is, I read a number of these stories last night and I thought, somebody is trying to give the impression without saying it outright that Bill Gates is some kind of pervert. You read the whole group of stories all at once. It's like, boy, somebody's trying to take him down hard.
Because just connected to the divorce? Is this some attempt to weaken his position in the divorce?
I don't
know.
Why
is the timing the same?
Well, that's why I'm thinking it must be attorneys on the wife's side.
Oh, I see. What, looking for some leverage.
She signed some kind of prenup for a couple of $1 billion.
Right.
Another interesting thing in these stories was that the New York Times knew about a lot of his womanizing and... strippers and nude dance clubs, but they covered it up. They made a deal with Gates in order to get all the fresh tech stories coming out of Microsoft. That was the deal. You give us all the business scoops and we'll lay off your personal life.
Why didn't the Inquirer have this years ago?
I don't know.
The great tabloids that don't care about that stuff, except if you pay them to hold the story.
He might have paid them, like Trump did.
Yeah, what's that called when you kill the story?
A catch and kill.
Catch and kill.
Yeah. Right. So you pay hush money. I mean, you know, if you're a sleazebag running the Inquirer, you're a sleazebag to not publish things in the Inquirer if that's more profitable. Especially if you can take a personal bribe on the side. That's even better.
Epstein's former butler once claimed that the Gateses, both of them, visited Epstein's lavish $8 million Parisian apartment near the Arc de Triomphe. But the spokeswoman for Melinda Gates said that she has never been there.
No, she went to the New York apartment or the house. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But it's funny, there's all these revisions to the stories, and then there's these specific denials. Well, no, I wasn't in the Paris house, but you were in the New York house. Well, yeah, but only once. Bill kept going back. Bill says, I was never on the plane. Oh, yeah, well, I guess once.
And there was always that mystery about how Epstein made money.
Yeah.
Remember that? Because most said, well, we never saw him do a trade. He was not really a wheeler and dealer in the financial market.
No.
So how did he get all this money? And one theory was that it was payoffs from powerful men that didn't want their stories out.
Right, because he had all the videos of them having sex with the 14-year-olds.
Right.
So these guys were... Oh, and another thing in the stories is that Epstein had ties to several of the top executives at Microsoft as well. In fact, one guy way high up on the chain, I forget his exact title, and Epstein would spend a lot of time with this guy. They would travel together.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, there was so much of it last night. I'm thinking, well, I can't tell. I could not, because they never said anything specific. So I don't know if this was just a smear job. Because that's how smear jobs work. You stitch together a bunch of unrelated stories that are benign by themselves, but you stitch them together to give an impression like, ooh, there's something foul here. This is the smoke and there is a fire somewhere. And Gates successively paid everybody off to cover it up all these years.
Yeah, I'd forgotten there was a couple of reports that Epstein made a lot of money by handling the $7 billion fortune of something called L Brands, CEO Les Wexner. Remember that guy's name?
He was the Victoria's Secrets kingpin.
But I also read a story that Epstein was pretty good at helping very wealthy people avoid taxes, and he made money off of that, too. He came up with all sorts of schemes.
Oh, yeah. Well, he probably knew how to work all those dirty islands. And their lack of financial laws. I mean, there was a movie that I saw last year, I guess. It was a fictionalized account of, remember the Panama Papers from years ago?
Oh, yeah.
That scandal?
That's right.
And that was...
That came and went quickly, but I do remember that.
Yeah, it was a pretty good movie about thousands of millionaires and billionaires here in America who had secret accounts. And it was set up by this financial law firm based in Panama. And there was lots of wealthy people with a lot of dirty financial secrets that funneled through this operation. So,
all right, there's a lot going on today.
World's corrupt.
We'll come back at the recall desk because what is this Dopey Newsom tour, which had him yesterday picking up trash off the 110 freeway? The comeback tour for California, is that what he's calling it?
This is stupid.
He is handing out money left and right. Mm. He's really lucky that California has a very small percentage of taxpayers who are freaking really wealthy. And they're turning over capital gains taxes like you won't believe because the stock market, well, it was until this week, on a tear. Now it's flopping big time. But he's using it all to bribe people.
All those people are selling. They're selling before the capital gains tax doubles.
Oh, that's true. There's also fears that inflation is just going to tear into everything. We'll get to that stuff, too. But when we come back, We'll tell you his latest plans for handing out more money to people.
John and Ken, KFI.
In order to meet this moment, we have to recognize I have made mistakes.
I mean, you've seen the video of him at the French Laundry, okay?
He was going to appoint himself as the homeless czar.
We're going to recall this pretty boy.
Critics out there who are promoting partisan political power grabs.
It's like there's one set of rules for Sacramento, and there's another set of rules for everybody else.
It's a stair step.
He's trash.
People that are behind this are members of the 3%ers, the Proud Boys, folks that support QAnon conspiracies. And so that's the origin here.
This recall is not just about the pandemic. It's about housing, homelessness. People have lost jobs. They've lost their businesses. Kids have not been able to go to school.
We're not going to change course just because of a few naysayers and doomsdayers.
We're going to defeat the recall.
He's a bum.
I love this state, but I've watched it crumble right in front of my eyes.
That's exactly what I'm doing every single day, 24/7.
What I think this recall showed with 2 million folks that signed it is people are ready for a change, and they're ready for a change now.
And now, an update on the recall against Governor Newsom from John and Ken.
Yes, welcome to QAnon Central here.
Yeah, really.
John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
And you're looking at two of the proudest boys. What the hell? I'm telling you. Oh, he emailed me again today. He wanted to thank me.
Newsom?
Yeah. I'm getting these every day.
Well, he's like your pen pal now.
Thank you, Governor!
They're on some weird, I guess because the recall has officially qualified and they got all this money now. $75.7 billion in unexpected tax revenues coming in. Mm-hmm. That's equal to more than half of all state general fund spending in the fiscal year that ends this June. Think about that. The wealthy people really came through for this bozo. And as usual, they're going to waste it all because I'm going to tell you, this week is already not a great week for the stock market. But eventually, we're going to have one of those huge downturns we did like with the mortgage meltdown 10 years ago. And they're going to be sorry that they're setting up all these permanent programs, and that's what he wants to do. We'll be talking about him in a moment. But, yeah, he said, hey there, Kenneth. Hey there, Kenneth, it's addressed.
Hey there, Kenneth.
Hey there, Kenneth.
Now, what did you fill out where you used the name Kenneth? Like, I'm wondering where this email came from.
They must have purchased.
Right.
But emails from some, I don't know, some place where mine was. This just started last week. I have not gotten, I don't know if he sent out these before, and it didn't go to the John and Ken Show, which means they got a mailing list.
Well, they might have used the voter list. I think you can buy that.
Oh, maybe it is the voter list.
Yeah.
But is my email on the voter list? I don't remember.
Mm, I don't know.
I mean, I registered to vote a long time ago, and I didn't even have an email then. So I don't know if I updated that. I just wanted to send a quick note of thanks. He's thanking me. When we launched our campaign to stop the Republican recall in California on Monday, I knew people were ready to fight back, but the outpouring of support and action has honestly been quite extraordinary.
Mm. Did you send him money?
Oh, I hope I didn't have some sort of lapse. Did I? He wants $3 again.
Another $3?
Yeah. Could you add one more $3 donation before midnight?
What did he do with the first $3?
I didn't send him $3. I think he's just thanking everybody.
Hmm.
That's on, I think it's a form letter, John. I know that's kind of tricky to think
about. Oh, I thought this was a personal letter.
I thought you
gave him $3 and he sent you a personal thank you.
Hey there, Kenneth.
Thank you, Governor.
So here's what he's doing. $14.5 billion plan for the schools. And the big chunk of it is to give everybody TK. TK. Oh, transitional kindergarten.
I was going to say, that sounds like an infection.
It doesn't sound good.
Do you have right TK? Now
basically, we used to call it preschool, didn't we?
Yeah. Most people still do. I don't know anybody who uses the phrase TK. It's either preschool or pre-K, pre-kindergarten.
Is this another one where preschool sounded offensive or sounded demeaning? So they changed it to TK because, we're transitioning towards kindergarten. That's a big boy. That's 4-year-old.
These changes, these euphemisms happen overnight. And then the next day, every reference is changed. Every public reference all at once.
Yeah, all the style books.
These people are on some kind of email list or like some text message blast alert. Because everybody on the same day changes the reference. And then everybody normal in regular life still calls it preschool, maybe pre-K. But I've never heard a single person say TK out loud unless, you know, they were reading the news.
Yeah, and what happened to, and here's an oldie but goodie, Rob Reiner's tax for preschool. Remember that years ago?
First five.
Smokers, right? Yeah, first five.
It was supposed to go
through.
It's
the same thing. They tried to convince us these are critical years leading up to kindergarten. We need to get these children into some type of educational programs. Let's tax smokers and use that money for preschool, really, is what they called it then.
What did the money go for, and did it have any effect?
I don't remember. You and I tracked a couple of stories where they were taking kids to aquariums with it or something.
They got money and they didn't know what to do with it.
An M&M factory, I remember.
Right. They toured an M&M factory.
I'd like to do that, personally.
But that's what I'm saying is we've...
I like the red ones.
We shovel out money for these feel-good ideas, and then nobody follows up to see if it's actually spent on it.
And they're swallowed up by a bureaucracy which creates government jobs for government salaries and pensions.
And contracts for politically connected parasites.
Exactly. And everybody don't make a difference.
Yeah, that's $75 billion you say we have excess. Does that include Biden's money that they made up?
It might. I don't see that in this story. What was the figure I mentioned yesterday they're getting from Biden? But it's
I know it's tens of billions of dollars again.
Yeah, I thought it was in the neighborhood of $15 billion, but I don't know. The other thing he's going to do, and God, this has been around, a $500 college savings account for every California student from a low-income family. An additional $500 for foster youth and those who are homeless. So there we go. It's the old savings account idea. That's a $2 billion program. But you're right. That would be funded by the state sharing the money from Biden, the American Rescue Plan.
And if you don't go to college, what happens to the money?
You can use it on drugs. yeah.
Oh, so the cartels were behind this.
If you want a bong, a very nice bong. I don't know how much bong. $500.
I don't know what a bong
is. He's in Monterey County
for.
Today to announce all this. It's part of his bribe tour.
It is a bribe tour.
It is. It's unbelievable. Because just the other day, he announced that he's going to offer $600 stimulus checks to the states.
So Biden invents...
$12 billion package for the homeless.
Biden invents fake money, sends it to Newsom. Then Newsom sends it to us to try to avoid being fired.
Right. This is how it works.
What can go wrong with the economy when you're pumping billions of dollars of fake money into it? Nothing can go wrong.
And plus, you know, he may burn himself out. We're still in May. If we don't vote till November, this will all be forgotten. Who cares?
Do you see the inflation rate they announced?
Yes, we are going to talk about that later.
Yeah.
Isn't it like a historic high?
Highest since 2008. 4.2%.
Yeah, no, I went to buy oranges today, and damn, they were expensive. No? All right. We're going to talk when we come back about the current situation, which you're not hearing a lot about this week in India. But there's a couple of stories regarding COVID-19 in that country that are a little hard to stomach. I hope you've dropped your lunch and you're done because...
this is rough.
Anybody know what black fungus is? I don't think it's on... Is it on your sandwich, John?
No. No. They serve that at the French Laundry, though. Oh, God!
They do. That's you looking at your black fungus sandwich. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI, you'd eat black fungus sandwich.
No, I would
fungus
not.
Fungus is good for you.
Mushrooms.
Sure, that's what I'm saying. Yeah
that's
sure.
True. I like a good mushroom sandwich.
Are you going to take psychedelics, Deborah, when they come out, the psychedelic mushrooms?
No. I don't think
you
so.
Need them.
Oh. I need them.
Yeah.
I think she's already on them.
It's my edibles.
It's yeah, you were going to bring in edibles,
right?
Oh, I
forgot. I'll try to remember
we were supposed
tomorrow.
To get stoned one day.
Yeah.
She's bringing in edible marijuana products?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know
they're
that.
They're vegan. I have these vegan gummies. They help me sleep. Helps me relax so I don't think about earthquakes, Ken.
But it's not. Is it
so
cannabis?
That's what you do. You go home and get stoned on your gummies.
No, I don't get stoned, first of all. I've never smoked pot. They're these edible gummies, and they just relax you.
It's got the
you
same...
didn't answer my question. Is there cannabis in it?
Yes.
Well, then you are getting stoned.
Just a little.
CBD product, you mean? Like a CBD?
Yes.
Your husband probably insisted on it.
It's very exciting. I've been hearing ads for people that are chewing.
It's new.
And it works?
It relaxes me. Oh. I started it a few months ago.
By the way, John, does anybody notice she's relaxed?
No, it's at night that I'm relaxed, not when I come here. I'm super hyped up.
Clearly, yes.
But at night, you're really revved up checking your social media, aren't you?
Well, then when I just want to relax, I watch some TV, I take an edible, and I chill, and that helps me.
All right.
Yeah. That's a night. Yeah.
And then I'm all good to go in the morning.
Everyone else is exhausted. But,
exactly. Who cares?
Brace up for John. I want to see that.
I'm going to.
It's John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show. John Cobalt and Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
The Moist Line is day after tomorrow. Right? Tomorrow's Thursday, so then Friday. Sometimes to help John because he'll go, what's today? Wednesday?
Is it Wednesday?
Yeah. It's hump day.
Knowing the day of the week is overrated.
1-877-MOIST-86. I agree with you. 1-877-664-7886. You might be in the collection of calls coming up Friday during the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to check on the big national story after 3 o'clock with Alex Stone. First thing I saw today when I woke up and looked at stories online was a fight between two people on a gas line back east. I think it was in North Carolina. Did you see that video? It's a man and a woman. Boy, they are going at each other. I don't know if somebody cut in front of somebody else, but they keep pummeling each other, falling to the ground, getting back up, pushing.
This is great. We've got hoarding now of gas and people getting to fights and gas lines.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What a stupid species.
And again, it's panic buying. It's the same thing we saw with the toilet paper and the sanitary cleansers and stuff like that back a year ago. It's the same nonsense.
We're panicky and we run in herds. That was the best description of human beings I ever heard.
We're panicky and running herds. Well, it was even a woman in a story. She said that. She goes, well, I was driving by and I saw those people lined up for gas. I said, I got to get gas too then.
Yeah, whatever other people are doing.
Doing, right.
You do it and then panic about it.
That's what people saw people come out of the store with big shopping carts full of toilet paper. I got to get that too. There might be none left for me to wipe my hiney.
Wipe my hiney.
Hey,
you don't hear that every day.
Yeah, it's a kid's version. Because we're a family show.
Sure.
Yeah. These next two stories, prepare yourself. India, of course, is still battling a severe outbreak of COVID-19. They're running out of oxygen. They're asking for oxygen donations from around the world. They also have a shortage of wood. And you might say, what has that got to do with this? Well, because there's a shortage of wood, it appears that some people in villages of India, rather than cremating their dead, using the wood to burn the bodies, are dumping the bodies in the Ganges River. They've already recovered over 70 bodies. They're not sure yet if the persons have died from COVID-19 because there's been a lot of decomposition. But that's a nice sight.
I don't think that's
you go down to the river. I don't know whether you fish or walk or... And there goes bodies floating by.
It says around 12 or 13 villages, people are throwing bodies in the water.
Why would you do that?
Because they don't have the wood to burn them. Yeah.
Well, can't you find some land to bury them? And
I don't know.
Just dig a hole?
I don't understand this.
That's a terrible thing to do, is throw dead bodies in a river.
People are lining up for days to refill oxygen tanks.
Yeah.
And then you end up walking away because they run out.
But now the story that'll really turn your stomach, and this is everywhere this afternoon, all you have to do is put in India and COVID, and here comes the black fungus. Apparently it's a rare but serious fungal infection, and it's appearing more frequently among COVID-19 patients in India. More than 350,000 cases per day. Again, that's a country with more than a billion people, but still.
Mucormycosis.
Yeah, that's how it's pronounced?
Mucormycosis.
Mucormycosis. That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's caused by a group of molds called mucormycetes. Macetes? Macets?
Also known as Deborah's Lunch.
Which tend to live in soil and decaying organic matter.
That's great.
Is that a bit like having mold in your house?
You know, they always say, the black mold? I wonder if it's related.
It's a life-threatening infection with a mortality rate between 46% among people with sinus infections and 96% with spread disease.
So,
in fact, it's popping up in a lot of people in India who have diabetes. That country has a lot of diabetics because there is no, there's not enough healthcare to get people prevention and to figure out whether or not they have diabetes. So there's not enough diagnosis.
Well, these are really awful symptoms. You may want to put your food down. Most common form is rhinocerebral mucormycosis. Infection starts in the sinuses and spreads to the brain. Symptoms include one-sided facial swelling, headache, nasal sinus congestion, black lesions on the nasal bridge or the upper inside of the mouth, and fever.
It's called black fungus.
Black fungus. Now, what is the nasal bridge? Is that the partition between your nostrils?
Yeah, it could be, yeah. Or the bridge of your nose is usually that upper part, right, where your glasses might rest.
So it's on the outside?
I got one better for you. I looked at another story.
Yeah.
It can spread to the eyeballs, and sometimes the eyes have to be removed.
Oh, no. Oh, black fungus on the eyes?
Yeah. Ooh. Some people have to have their eyes surgically removed to prevent the infection from spreading further into the body.
Oh, God!
People develop blurred vision, drooping eyelids, swelling, and vision loss, and it can go further than that.
One part of the problem is they're prescribing steroids to control inflammation from COVID.
Yeah.
But that suppresses the immune system, and that allows fungal infections to take over.
Oh, no.
Oh, see, they're giving steroids to patients because there's such a shortage of oxygen.
Right.
Once it starts growing inside the lung, it becomes difficult for antifungal therapies. They're aggressive and destructive. Oh, no. They create big cavities in the lungs.
Oh.
And then it spreads to the liver, the brains, and the eyes.
As we said, it's pretty common in people that have underlying conditions, particularly diabetes. Coupled with poor hygiene, doctors speculate it's known to strike people who have compromised immune systems and those with poorly controlled diabetes in particular.
Did you see this other infection?
See, diabetes dampens immune responses, which welcomes the invasive fungi. Oh, I see. So if you have diabetes and your immune system is crippled, then the fungus gets in you and it takes hold.
Yeah, because people with diabetes are susceptible to a lot of infections.
Oh, no.
But another fungal infection is aspergillosis, which is caused by asparagus, I think. It's a common mold that lives indoors and outdoors, and their survival rate is better, 59%.
God.
That's...
Oh, man, don't get diabetes. Did you ever hear of diabetic ketoacidosis?
Yeah, that
causes the blood to become acidic. That's what it says here. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, don't.
Well,
get
that's
diabetes.
That's why your blood vessels die if you have untreated diabetes, and that's when they have to cut off your your feet or your toes.
Oh, gangrene?
Gangrene sets in. Your penis. Your penis will turn black and fall off.
Is that the story you sent today? Or is that a different
one? Oh, that's a different one.
All right, we can talk about
that. No, that's about COVID causing your penis to die.
All right, you sent the story that's titled, COVID virus may kill your penis.
That's correct.
Like it's a separate body or
We'll explain when we come back.
I can't wait to hear that one.
This is good.
Wow,
huh?
We're on a roll
good
here.
Stuff.
So this isn't black fungus on your penis, though.
No. This is the COVID virus.
Imagine that.
Hiding in your penis.
That can happen with certain STDs, right? Your penis can turn dark or something.
Oh.
Didn't I read that?
I think you can get terrible lesions.
Oh.
That's sexy.
Yeah.
Kind of real.
It's really hot, huh?
Oh, totally.
Guy takes off his pants. He's like, what the hell is that?
I think we all need her stress gum or whatever she's her gummies.
Her gummies, right.
My pot gummies.
All right, John and Ken show. John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Shampoo. It's KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
I just want to read this quickly. Somehow, John and Ken email ended up on Donald Trump's statements that are issued. So he put one out today, and it's about somebody named Miles Taylor. Do you know who that is? He's very upset about somebody named Miles Taylor, who's running around telling insider stories from the White House, and Trump's acting like he's a nobody.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He wrote he wrote a book, I think, under the name Anonymous, spilling all these secrets. He was in one of Trump's cabinet departments.
Yeah, well, Trump is saying this was a nobody and a nothing, and he knows nothing.
Well, he's trying to start a new party.
Oh, that's the guy. Yeah, because at the end, Trump rails about this guy and his fellow rhino losers. But I like the way he describes it. Is like Trump actually saying this. He goes, now look what we have with Biden. A socialist regime with collapsing borders, massive tax and regulation hikes, unrest in the Middle East, and long gas lines. He's even giving us men setting new records playing women's sports. What a disaster. I miss Trump sometimes. That just cuts right through, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, this guy.
I like that, even capitalizing on the pipeline hack for gas lines. Look what we got now. That's how it works, though. That's how politicians work. They'll take something that may not be so related, but they'll just throw it in there as you're responsible for all this. Massive gas lines. Look what Biden's doing. All right, let's talk about COVID and your penis.
All right, so new study out of Miami. If you're a man, please listen. University of Miami scientists have discovered traces of COVID-19 within penis tissue.
Hmm.
The traces were discovered long after recovery, so the virus may stay in men's genitals for months and months.
Oh, what does it do?
Researchers theorize that widespread blood vessel dysfunction caused by COVID-19 could contribute to erectile dysfunction.
Oh, the dreaded ED, Deborah Mark.
Oh,
you can
no.
do a new commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could revive those little blue pills you were
for
selling.
For COVID-19 sufferers.
That's a great idea.
We have a new product. Where's your little sexy ED voice for your ads?
Yeah, sell me some blue pills.
If the COVID...
yeah.
If the COVID has affected
is affecting your performance
in the
that's
bedroom.
The word they use, your performance.
If the COVID is affecting your performance in the bedroom, we have a brand new product to help you out.
Ooh.
Ooh. Men, you can satisfy her, and I have the answer.
Oh yeah.
A year ago we were talking about how it looks like COVID was striking men in worse ways than women. Remember that? And they thought
yeah.
the reproductive system had something to do with that.
No, they kill almost twice as many men as women. The COVID.
COVID.
Chinese Communist Party.
If men don't have enough trouble with the ED, now comes COVID-19
well,
hanging out.
Because they found that
it
men...
It can invade the testicles, it says.
Yeah, it's right. You get the virus.
Not just the penis, but the testicles.
It hides out in the testicles because it's warm and inviting in there.
It is a good place to go, yes.
If I was the virus, that's where I'd go and hide.
They said
people, guys who never had erectile dysfunction developed pretty severe dysfunction after the infection.
So could you transfer COVID to a woman during unprotected sex if it's in your testicles?
You know, I'm looking for that here. Jesus, we don't have enough things to worry about. Yeah, it infects the
not only that, there's a double mutation.
You'll get
double ED.
What was that yesterday? The triple mutation, remember?
They had now discovered a triple mutation, I think, in India.
Oh,
where all whatever's left of the COVID bad news is coming from. But even that's dying down.
Well, really out of stories.
I look for the Times every day to come up with something. They're looking for any kind of angle that's left on COVID. But you know what they finally did? And we're going to talk about this later. The homeless camp fires.
Yeah.
They finally did a huge piece on it. Of course, it's done in classic El Segundo Times style with a lot of sympathy for the unhoused.
I read this today.
Leads off with our Venice story, the poor woman that lost her dog.
I had to stop several times. I felt like my head was going to pop off my shoulders.
It is tough.
It's
to
so
take in.
Infuriating to read.
I started laughing a couple of times because when you see the angle they're trying to work in, so yeah. much sympathy and so much hand-wringing. Instead, what are we going to do?
This is barbaric and dangerous and unfair and disgusting.
And we'll talk about it after we talk to Alex Stone. He's coming up next to update us on the pipeline disruption with the hack from the Russian group DarkSide and what it's doing to many states with people lining up to buy gas.
John and Ken show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.